As the unions declined, piecework rose. It happened not so long ago. Workers on Dream Street have watched the change. Gary, owner of Out West Framing. Even back in the 1970s, it was all hourly. There was no such thing as piecework. Even then in California, it was almost 75-80% union. We were down in Laguna Niguel with Westland, which is one of the largest framers in all of California. Westland was huge, owned his own lumber yards and everything. I remember they call them the BAs, the business agents from the union. They'd come through and the bone drivers would go, "The BAs, the BAs. Man, there'd be bags and saws hanging everywhere and not a guy around, like 30 houses. You're over fences and you're peeking out. Has he driven through yet?" Westland was calling the business agents out on Foothill framers all the time because Foothill had union and non-union carpenters. That was basically the beginning of the end for the carpenters union. And piecework, next thing you know, the first thing they did was the roof sheeter, the guy nailing the roofs. That was the first thing that was piece. And then the sheeting, and the fascia. And then the next thing you know, the layout's going to piece. And the framers are piece. And now everything is totally separate. Everything from my aspect is piecework. Pickup and straight edge is the only thing we do by the hour. The unfortunate thing about that is now we don't have any real carpenters, because they only know how to do one thing.